Today, we're diving into a story that's bigger than pancakes, rocking chairs, or fried chicken. It's about what happens when CEOs stop listening to their customers and start listening only to boardrooms, consultants, and political trends. Cracker Barrel, a publicly traded restaurant with over 650 locations, recently announced a $700 million rebrand. But here's the question. Will customers care about a shiny new logo, new chairs, and corporate buzzwords? Or are they screaming for something much simpler? All right, welcome back to The Pursuit of Profit. Let's cut through the noise. I've scoured online reviews, forums, and firsthand accounts. Here is what customers are actually saying. Number one, declining food quality and portion sizes. We're hearing that consistently in the food space, many, many brands. Cracker Barrel is one of them. Food quality deteriorating, portion sizes shrinking. Number two, cold meals or pre-packaged frozen items. The food's either coming out of the kitchen cold or they know they're eating pre-packaged frozen items. Number three, inconsistency. You go there because you love a particular menu item, you go back next weekend, totally different, right? So it's just inconsistent and they have serious execution issues with the kitchen. Number four, poor service, long waits, and cluttered layouts. I mean, this is super, super common. If you went on the internet and you went on reviews, of course, the negative reviews, you'll see this continuously. Number five was an unpleasant atmosphere and employee dissatisfaction. I guess employees that really don't like what they're serving or employees that are on the internet that are saying, don't eat here. This place is deteriorating. Everything we serve is crap and frozen and looks like dog food. I mean, their words, not mine. These are the reviews that customers and former employees are leaving on the internet. That's the real story, right? That's what people want change in. No one, there's no review saying you need a new logo. There's no review saying I won't eat there. I don't like their logo. They need a new logo. People aren't asking for a $700 million rebrand. They're asking for warm biscuits that aren't pulled out of a freezer bag. They want consistency. They want the old-time comfort food experience, the Cracker Barrel promised for decades and delivered once upon a time. If Cracker Barrel was a franchise, franchisees would have been screaming about cold biscuits and dirty dining rooms long before a $700 million rebrand even got a green light. That's the beauty of franchising done right. The customer's voice echoes directly through the franchisee. But the problem is bigger than just online reviews. The problem is the C-suite, the executive teams of many of these brands. So here's the disconnect. Today's CEOs are no longer restaurant operators or people who have an undying devotion to their brand. They're politicians in suits. They're diversity consultants with stock options. They're financial engineers looking at quarterly margins, not the family of four waiting 45 minutes for a cold meatloaf. Just look what happens in corporate America. Look at what happened with Bud Light's collapse. It wasn't about beer. It was about a CEO and an executive team that completely misread the culture of their customer base. The result? Billions were lost. Look at Target's CEO, recently ousted after a tone-deaf decision on social and political issues alienated core shoppers. Again, this wasn't about inventory or store design or logos. It was about leadership disconnected from reality. And now Cracker Barrel is headed down the same road. Instead of fixing food quality, training staff, or simplifying operations, they're spending $700 million on rebranding initiatives and DEI statements that mean nothing to the actual diners walking through the front door. In franchising, waste like this doesn't fly. You can't spend $700 million on a new logo while operators are begging for better training and food consistency. In a franchise system, the operator feels the pain directly, so corporate has to keep their feet on the ground. Here's the contrast in leadership from the past. Compare what's happening today to Jack Welch at GE or Lee Iacocca at Chrysler. Of course, I'm going back. These were CEOs who walked the factory floors, who knew what their customers wanted, who had an undying devotion to the brand that they were with, and who weren't afraid to make unpopular cuts if it meant delivering better value and long-term survival. Welch was ruthless about eliminating waste. Iacocca wasn't running PR campaigns. He was running turnaround campaigns, right? They didn't spend $700 million on logos. They invested in product, in people, in quality, and especially people who knew how to execute the mission of the company. Today's CEOs, they're more concerned about pleasing ESG funds, Wall Street analysts, and social media activists than the customer who just wants hot coffee that doesn't taste like dishwater. That's the difference between corporate bloat and franchising discipline. Franchising forces leadership to focus on systems that work, because real operators on the ground won't tolerate waste or tone-deaf decisions that kill margins. But let's talk a little bit about corporate waste. Let's talk about Cracker Barrel's $700 million rebrand, which is corporate bloat at its finest. That money could have remodeled every kitchen in America for faster, hotter food, increased server wages to attract and keep better staff, and simplified a bloated menu to focus on doing several things really, really well. But instead, it's been earmarked for marketing campaigns, new signage, and cosmetic updates that won't change the dining experience. It's the same mistake Bud Light and Target made, thinking they can rebrand their way out of an operational decline. Here's the takeaway. Customers aren't stupid. They don't care about logos. They don't care about DEI statements. They don't care about rebrands. They care about value, they care about service, and they care about quality, period. This is exactly where franchising has the advantage. Jack Welch and Lee Iacocca built empires by putting the customer first and cutting through the nonsense. Franchising, when done right, does the same thing. It forces accountability. And that is why in an era of disconnected CEOs, franchising remains one of the most resilient business models in America. Obviously, I had to do this episode in light of what's going on in the media. Thanks for tuning in. If you got value from today's episode, please take a second to like, subscribe, and leave a review on your favorite platform. It helps us reach more entrepreneurs just like you so we could keep relaying the truth behind the brands. Until next time. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, whether it's the brand you featured today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at franocity.com. That's FranOcity.com. We love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.